This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. No additional money will guarantee 80 pits per year, according to the Nuclear Weapons Council. Recently released Biden administration budget documents reveal that for fiscal year 2023, beginning on October 1st, the administration is proposing a Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL budget of $4.6 billion, an overall increase of 21%. This amount is more than double the 2015 LANL budget of $2.2 billion. LANL is the only U.S. facility with the capabilities to fabricate plutonium pits, the fissile trigger for nuclear weapons. Even though LANL has not fabricated more than 11 pits, which it did in 2011, it is charged with fabricating 30 pits per year by 2030. These pits are for new designs for new weapon systems under the National Nuclear Security Administration, NNSA, Nuclear Weapons Modernization Program. During the May 4th hearing of the U.S. Senate Armed Services Subcommittee on Strategic Forces, Senator Elizabeth Warren questioned members of the Nuclear Weapons Council. Warren began with the statement that she believes that the Nuclear Weapons Modernization Program is, quote, unsustainable and dangerous, end quote. She wanted to see significantly less reliance on nuclear weapons. She praised the Biden administration for canceling the provocative sea-launched cruise missile. The Congressional Budget Office estimated that the modernization program will cost $1.7 trillion, an estimate Warren said, quote, is far too low, end quote. In the rare, unclassified congressional hearing, members of the Nuclear Weapons Council provided stark comments about the inability of the NNSA to produce 80 plutonium pits by 2030. William LaPlante, Undersecretary of Defense for Acquisition and Sustainment, said, quote, the Nuclear Weapons Council stands by the assessment that no additional money will get the pits to 80 per year, end quote. Jill Hruby, NNSA administrator and member of the Nuclear Weapons Council, concurred with LaPlante's statement. In 1946, Congress created the Nuclear Weapons Council under the Atomic Energy Act. It is a joint NNSA and Pentagon group charged with the coordination of civilian and military nuclear weapons procurements. Senator Angus King, chair of the Strategic Forces Subcommittee, stated that the hearing in May was originally scheduled for January. King emphasized that the hearing was not related to the events in Ukraine and should not be interpreted as, quote, somehow nuclear saber-rattling on the behalf of the United States, end quote. Senator Warren observed that NNSA is asking the American taxpayer to throw more money at the Nuclear Weapons Modernization Program, which, quote, is not going to get us to the original goal of 80 pits per year by 2030, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platforms.